Preparation today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for joining us on the show today. As many are closing in on the end of a school year, I want to briefly talk about preparation. Now, that may seem a bit odd, as preparation comes before an event. For example, you practice diligently with your team so you can be successful in the games that follow. Since we often think of preparation in this way, you may be asking, why talk about it at the end of a year? My answer is because we must think about preparation in the context of the big picture. Too often, we get wrapped up in the moment. I know that many coaches feel that way about their players, and if you coach teenagers, it often seems that they only have the ability to focus on the next 30 seconds. But how often as coaches do we put on blinders and are guilty of the same thing, only seeing what's going on at that very moment? In John chapter 13, we see a similar picture. Here, Jesus is washing the disciples' feet, and I know we've talked about this passage of Scripture before, but I want to approach it today from a different angle. Washing the feet of the disciples was a lowly act. Jesus was serving them, and the disciples didn't see that was his role, so they reacted as though Jesus should never be washing their feet. In verse 8, Peter even tells Jesus, "You shall never wash my feet." Specifically, though, I want to look at Jesus' remarks before this in John chapter 13, verse 7. He says, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." That's exactly what was happening. In the moment, the disciples didn't understand at all. We have the benefit of knowing how this story plays out, so we have a hard time seeing the way the disciples saw in that very moment. Jesus was showing them a picture of how he was meant to serve them and would ultimately do so by laying down his life on the cross for their salvation. That's easy to see after the fact, but in that moment, nearly impossible to see. At the end of a year, regardless of how good or how bad you perceived it to be, the reality is that things happened that probably didn't make sense. Maybe you were placed in a certain role or you experienced certain things and you don't really understand why. I've experienced some of this myself and have found myself pondering how often Jesus' words in John 13:7, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand," apply to our lives today. I don't want to make light of Jesus' work on the cross, but I do believe he is still at work in your life today. Those things that you don't understand, perhaps they're preparation for what God has in store for you in the future. Think about your role as a coach. You're constantly working on your players because you see what they can be. You're prepping them for that role. In that light, we can view God as the ultimate coach because he desires for you to succeed and he's preparing you for the specific ministry that he has for you, what you're going to encounter down the road. This reminds me of the words of Paul in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, which says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Be encouraged, coach, that God has a specific plan for you. He is working on you, even in those difficult moments that you only view as a challenge. As James says, "Count it all joy, because you were made for a great purpose, and these difficulties and challenges are preparing you for what God has in store next." Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.